Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back with you. We are short a human being on this broadcast tonight. Austin Elder had a death in his extended family, so he is with his family this evening. And Roger's running the stat machine, which is already messed up. Can't wait for halftime so we can get that fixed. Right. Northwood from the 20, now leading 21-7 after the Tigers' touchdown. And the Panthers have not been stopped. This is a new running back into the game. And this will be Jeffrey Esch. And on second down and 6, he will get. I'm trying to figure out where they're going to put the ball down. I'm going to put it down at the 28. So he gains 4 yards, and it will be third down and 2 coming up for Northwood.
Now would be the time to make a good third down stop here. Just get the Panthers off the field, get us the ball back, and see what we can't do.
Monroe hands off to Esch again. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage. He dives forward, and it's going to depend on the spot. But where they put the marker down, he didn't make it. He got to within about a foot of the first down. Oh, no, look at where they put the ball down. Holy cow. What a great spot for Northwood. It's going to be first down for the Panthers.
He reached out as he was being tackled. Not sure if his knee was down. Obviously, we don't have the benefit of instant replay, but you're right. That spot looks a little generous.
Looked like his knee was down to us. Doesn't matter.
Our opinions don't matter.
Nope, haven't for a long time. First down for Northwood. 11:02 left to go first half. Panthers with a 21-7 lead over the Warsaw Tigers here in week 8. Monroe backs up. Braylon lifts his leg to move a guy in motion. Now we'll take the snap and roll out. Looking. Fires it on the run. The throw is high, but it's caught. At the 35, out to the 40-yard line, and another first down for the Panthers. And again, that's Lechleitner for a gain of 8 yards to the 38-yard line. And Northwood continues to do whatever they want on offense.
Yeah, he came across from the right side of the wide side of the field, just kind of like a dragging route across the middle, and nobody really picked him up. And that was just an easy pitch and catch for the quarterback there.
Second down and 2 for Northwood. Ball now in the near hash mark. And they'll hand off to King up the middle, and he's got a first down and more. As he'll work his way out to the 45-yard line. 7 more yards for King. Another Tiger slow to get up. That's Gavin Schultz, and he's limping on his left leg.
So now would be a good time to point out. Here we go, a little tempo.
No huddle on the 11th. After the 11th first down, King on the handoff. Going right, Cohen Hattie grabs him and throws him for a loss. Oh, and here comes a flag. A flag well after the play was over. And the Northwood players are all clapping. King's going to lose a yard, but.
Have a bad feeling.
Yep, you should. Here comes the official to the middle of the field to give us the indication. Personal foul, face mask, Tigers. They're going to say that Hedy got the face mask in the process of that tackle. That's Warsaw's third penalty for 29 yards. And gives Northwood another first down.
Well, that's a backbreaker right there.
Yeah, you actually made a good play on defense.
Yes.
And now Northwood gets to advance the ball to your 41-yard line with 10:24 left to play in the half. The Panthers up 21-7. Monroe lifts his leg and then looks back to his left now to see what play the coaches want him to run. Takes a snap at the 46, rolling to his left. Sets up. Pressure comes. He'll get hit. He'll go down. And now another flag comes in. Back at the 45-yard line. Before we say any more, let's see what this is about. It looks like it should be holding.
It should be.
And that's what it is. Let's see what Bart Curtis wants to do. It would be second down and 14 or first and 20.
I think I'd move him back.
It's a tough call. It really is. I think they've declined it. Yeah, they're going to decline it.
Okay.
So it's a sack for the Tigers. Their first of the night. And it's a loss for Monroe. of 4 yards. And it's second down and 14. 10 minutes left to play, first half. Monroe slaps his hands, takes the snap, hands off to King, tries the right side, now cuts to the middle, and he drags Cohen Hetty with him 5 yards down to the 40-yard line. It's a gain of 5 and sets up third down and 9 for Northwood.
So what I was going to say before they Northwood went a little tempo there is I have failed to do so far to this game, but you've got to give Northwood's offensive line some credit here.
Oh, yeah.
They are moving our guys to really we haven't seen since Warren Central, honestly. I've not seen our defensive line get manhandled like this since the second game of the season.
Must down here for the Tigers. Third down and 9, they got to make a play and get off the field. Fake handoff, Monroe coming, blitz coming, they pick it up. Throw over the middle, and it's incomplete. Lechleitner got two hands on it. If he'd have caught it, he could have turned upfield and got the first down, but the pass, because of the pressure by the Tigers, Andy, was high and wide, and now it is fourth down.
Yeah, good pressure there from our defensive line. That was that same route, that dig route across the middle there. The Lechleitner, again, was open, but I think he heard number 11 and number 33 approaching rapidly, and I think that helped him to drop that ball.
They're going to try a field goal. This is DeFreitas with the breeze at his back from 57 yards. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is away, and it is no good. Wide left. So the Tigers have held with 9:11 left to play here in the first half. The ball goes back to the 20-yard line, and Warsaw takes over first down and 10.
And that's a big stop for our defense. Couldn't imagine even a field goal there. 3 points is big at this point where we can't afford really to give up that many more points in this game. And that kick had the distance. It just was, you know, off, like you said, to the left. And now let's see if our offense can get that, just like we did in that second drive, should I say, get it in gear.
Warsaw fumbled on their first play from scrimmage, down 7-0. Down 14-0, Northwood went for an onside kick and recovered it. It scored again. And then with the Tigers down 21-0, Warsaw with a very short 80-yard drive. And they used the edges of the Northwood defense to get down the field, long runs for Reed and Davis. Get them into the end zone from the 20. Brock hands off up the middle. I think that's Duncan. Duncan with two hands on the football. We'll get 4 yards out to the 24-yard line. And again, that is Brody Duncan on the carry.
Good blocking there on the offensive line there, creating some holes for Brody. I think a good long drive, keeping that Northwood offense off the field would be really good right here.
It's a little early to talk about it, but with 8:40 left in the half, Warsaw did win the toss into first, so they get the kickoff to start the third. Brock, left side Duncan with some room, and again, good yardage out to the 29-yard line. Couple of guys making the stop for Northwood, including Landon Zimmerman. Gain of 5, third down coming up.
And those are the type of plays that we need here. You know, 4 or 5 yards a pop, get some clock going. Again, keep that Northwood offense off the field.
Ball in the middle of the field at the 29-yard line. Oh, and Warsaw jumped off sides. One of the Panthers moved, but not across the line of scrimmage, not enough to draw a penalty. Warsaw with another penalty. Warsaw with 34 yards of penalties and 1 first down.
And that wasn't one of those false starts where you're like, who did that? Not sure who did that.
No, that was yeah, pretty easy to figure out. The movement was not subtle.
No, it was not. As he charged into the Northwood backfield.
Third down and 6. Warsaw needs to get the ball right to the 30-yard line to get a first down. My guess is it's 2-down territory, unless this goes really badly. Fake handoff. Quentin Brock turns upfield. He's got the first down across the 30. He's out to the 34-yard line. That's a gain of 10 for the Tiger quarterback and a first down for Warsaw.
And we've seen that play the last couple weeks that QB's been in there. You know, just that fake to the fullback and just follow your blocker around left or around right, in this case it was left. And Quentin's been doing a really good job with his field vision, seeing would-be tacklers and getting good gains.
7:24 left to play in the half. Tigers down by 14. First and 10 for their own 34. One wide out on this side. Egoff is lined up just off the end. Wings on either side. Duncan in the backfield. And it's going to be Quentin Brock keeping it. He'll get across the 35-yard line. To get to the 37-yard line, that's a gain of 3 for the Tiger quarterback. And it's second down at 7.
And that's okay. So far, so good for the Warsaw Tiger offense. Again, just getting those medium-type plays, keeping that Panther offense off the field, which has been pretty good so far tonight, and just keeping that clock moving.
Coming up at halftime, we'll have first half scoring, which might take a little bit. First half stats, 2 minutes of local news, scores from other games, which Steve is compiling back at the station. Option play, Brock again across the 40, and he'll get out to the 43-yard line. That's 5 more yards for Quentin, and it sets up third down and short for the Tigers.
And we could run that play into the end zone here. We're getting 5 yards a chunk off that. We could do it. Not saying we will.
Well, after the first play from scrimmage, Warsaw's offense has pretty much not been stopped.
Right.
Third and one, ball at the 43-yard line of the Tigers. Northwood with 5 men at the line of scrimmage. And again, it's Brock. Late pitch back for Reed. He's got the first down. Moore up the near sideline. No, it's Evan Davis. 35-30, 25-20, and he runs out of bounds. He runs out of bounds. How far did he get? They're going to mark him out at the 21-yard line. What a run for Evan Davis and the Tigers.
So that was the full complement, shall you say, of the triple option. It was that fake to the fullback up the middle. QB went around right, saw that he was going to get tackled, and made that pitch, and that was a great run there. Just what the Tigers needed.
Warsaw's third first down of the game, and for Davis, 2 carries and 57 yards. And with 5:47 left, Warsaw is at the 21-yard line at the west end of Jim Andrews Field. And again, it's a handoff up the middle, and this is Duncan. And Duncan will get 3 yards to the 18-yard line.
Keeping that Northwood defense honest there and just handing off to the fullback. And we've seen it, you know, we've seen it hundreds of times over the years with Coach Curtis. Got to keep that defense honest.
Well, if you keep pounding that ball in the middle and get 3 yards,
oh, yeah,
they'll commit another person in there. And then that's when you have an opportunity.
Yep.
The ball is just inside the near hash mark. The wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. Egoff is out there with single coverage. Second down and 6 for the Tigers. They are in the red zone at the 18-yard line. Reed in motion, handoff up the middle. Duncan inside the 15-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 13-yard line. That's 4 more yards for the Tiger fullback, and it sets up third down and short.
And again, this drive is just what the doctor ordered. Just kind of like, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Let's settle down. You know, that first 5 minutes of this game was just unreal, just like a barrage. And looks like we finally started to settle down a little bit.
4.5 minutes left to play first half. Tigers down by 14, but threatening, facing third down and 2 from just inside the 13-yard line. Warsaw's got to get the ball to about the 11. Quentin Brock, handoff up the middle. Duncan, and he's got the first down inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line. Gain of 3, first and goal Tigers.
Same thing, just a handoff right up the middle. 3-4 yards a pop. And this Northwood defense looks like it's getting a little tired out there as well.
Warsaw with their 4th first down. Duncan gets the Tigers to first and goal from the 9-yard line. Working toward the west end of this beautiful facility. And now Northwood, I believe, is going to take time out. They do. 4:01 left to play in the first half. Northwood 21, Warsaw 7, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis with you here at Northwood. Again, we're playing a guy short tonight. Austin Elder not with us. He's with family after the death of an extended family member. We'll see him next week in Middlebury. First and goal for the Tigers at the 8-yard line with 4:01 left to play in the first half. Warsaw trailing 21-7. The Panthers led 21-0 in a lightning bolt. Quentin Brock, the quarterback. The offense outside of the first play of the game from scrimmage for Warsaw, where they fumbled and lost it, has been very good. Option play up the middle. Duncan again. And he'll get 3 yards. Give him 4 yards down to the 4-yard line.
as efficient as Northwood has been, you know, especially in that first quarter, this drive has been a thing of efficiency for Warsaw. Just, again, methodically moving the ball down the field, just plotting, which is fine. That's Bart ball. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, it sure is. That is the way Bart Kurz wants to do it. Again, a very tight formation here. No one out wide for the Tigers. Duncan behind Quentin Brock. Second and goal from the four. Option play, pitch to Tucker Reed. Turns upfield and walks into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. Tucker Reed from 4 yards out, but hold on, there's a flag down at the 2 yard line.
I don't like where that spot is.
Nope, me neither. Warsaw is coming back.
Yep.
Holding. Mercy. The Tigers with their fifth penalty of the first half. For 44 yards, two 10s and a 15.
Wow.
So now it's second and goal from where they threw the flag, which was the 2. So they move the ball back to the 12. It's second and goal from the 12-yard line. 3:20 left to play here in the half. Warsaw still trailing by 14. They could run that play again,
yeah,
I think.
I think you're right.
Brock under center. Option play, this is the fullback, Brody Duncan, up the middle. And the pile pushes forward down to the 7-yard line, so 5 more yards for Brody. And it's third down and goal for the Tigers from the 7.
Boy, getting a 6 points here is obviously crucial here.
We're going to talk about hard decisions.
Yeah.
What happens
this
play doesn't result in a touchdown?
No kidding.
Northwood fans sensing the importance of the moment. Start to make some extra noise to try to help their defense. Ball right in the middle of the field at the 7. Brock, option play. He's going to keep it. He's going to spin away from a defender and get down to the 2-yard line. Quint was going to pitch it and thought better of it. At the last second, there were just too many bodies around. So he gets 5 yards, and it's fourth down and goal from the 2, and Bart Kurz is telling the offense to stay out.
Yep. You got to go for this one.
Ball to left hash mark, 2:20 left to play in the half. Warsaw down 21-7. The wide side of the field will be the near side of the formation. And again, it's a very tight formation. No one out wide. Brock to the line of scrimmage. He's got Duncan behind him. And it's going to be a keeper, and he's in. Touchdown. No flags. Quint Brock scores from 2 yards out, and the Tigers are within 8.
We got ourselves a ball game.
Yes, we do. For sure we do.
Great answer in the second quarter by Warsaw. Not that they would. Not that they would, you know, just say, hey, this is going to be too much for us tonight. But resiliency, fighting back on those two long drives. And, again, we've got a game.
Smythe for the point after. Brock to hold it. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it's good. 1:59 left to play in the half. 21-14, Panthers with the lead. And the kickoff is coming up in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. That's an 80-yard drive for the Tigers after the missed field goal. It's 7 minutes and 12 seconds, capped off on 4th and 2 by Quentin Brock's run into the end zone.
And that's exactly, like I said before, that's exactly what we needed. Even if we go into halftime with this score, you're right, we get the ball back, and I like our chances to tie the game up, and then we really have a game.
Well, if we could figure out a way to get the ball back and get something here before halftime,
that'd be great.
We would have completely changed the momentum around.
Yes.
Because right now the Northwood defense is on its heels.
Yep.
Smythe to kick off into the wind this time. Ball teed up at the X at the 40. And they'll drive it high and deep and into the end zone. So Northwood will start from their 20 with a full 1:59 left to go before halftime, leading now 21-14.
And you're right. We've got 2 timeouts, you know, especially maybe if they, you know, a couple incomplete passes and stop the clock. If we get that ball back, boy, this game is the script would have been flipped.
Northwood with first quarter touchdowns at 6:42, 5:20, and 1:19. Evan Davis got the Tigers on the board just before the end of the first quarter. Quint Brock here just before halftime. Now the Panthers start from the 20 with 1:59 left, and they have two timeouts. And Monroe is going to flip it out to his left, and it goes through the hands of Austin King. He's not sure if it was a forward pass. It was, in fact, a forward pass and incomplete. It's second down and 10.
So, again, they go back to that same formation, and this time we looks like we're finally starting to read that and see they have not run a different play out of that formation. It's been that same slip screen out of that formation. It looks like we're finally starting to catch on to that.
The ball where they put it down is just on the other side of exactly in the middle of the field at the 20-yard line with 1:56 left to play in the half. Braylon Monroe sends a man in motion, takes the snap, and he hands off. And up the middle goes King. And King will get a yard to the 21 before he stopped by Grady Nelson. Third down and long coming up for the Panthers.
Good start to this drive for the Tiger defense. Get third and long, that's a good situation no matter who you're playing and who you are.
Well, you got a chance here. If they don't get the first down, you can call timeout, get the ball back, and have pretty decent field position. Monroe claps his hands twice and now looks back to his left. Gets the play as the clock continues to wind. Play clock down to 6. Monroe takes a snap, rolling left, looking, fires it on the run, got a man open, and he makes the catch. And they pushed him out of bounds where? He's really close to the 30-yard line. And it matters. The spot matters here.
Oh, for sure.
I think they're going to mark him short.
Yep.
He didn't make it. He did not make it. And they're going to line up to go for it. Monroe, at least they're going to look like they're going to line up and go for it. Monroe calling out a play, walks forward, moves King to his right. Now he backs up. He's going to kick it. He does quick kick it. High and short. Wilson backs away from it, lands to the Tiger 40 and takes a big bounce inside the 30 and down to the 25. But the Tigers get their stop, and with 57 seconds left, they have a chance to go down and get some more points before halftime.
So that pooch punt went 46 yards.
Yeah.
It probably went in the air 20 yards.
Oh, easily.
It rolled for another 20. But this is a drive. You're right, Raj. You know, see if we can tie this game up at halftime. And then, again, we've got a completely different ball game.
Now, where the ball stopped is at the 25-yard line. So I don't know if the Tigers are going to be too interested in putting the ball up here. They have not attempted a pass play yet. Quentin Brock has looked very good at quarterback. First down and 10 Tigers from the 25. Pitch back to Reed, turns upfield. Got a block, 30. He's going to get a first down out to the 35-yard line. And that'll stop the clock while they move the chains. Tucker Reed with a gain of 10 yards.
And those are the type of running plays, because you're right, I don't think we're going to put the ball up in the air. Those are the type of running plays that we need to get those rocket toss to the left or toss to the right and just get those big chunk plays.
Well, the official on the far side waved him forward. The guy up here came back and moved the ball back a half a yard. He couldn't possibly know where the ball was downed. And the ball's resting right on the 35-yard
right.
on the 35-yard line. It should be a first down, and it is. They're going to move the chains.
We just do some basic math there, right? If the ball was on the 25, and now it's on the 35.
All you got to do is look.
Right. It should be a first down.
But the guy in the back is the one that came running up here and said, no, it's back here.
Well,
all right. 46 seconds, clock runs. Tigers in no hurry at this moment. And now whistle sound. Oh, and the Tigers take time out. Warsaw let almost 20 seconds go off the clock here. We're going to keep it here, Steve. It'll be first down and 10 still for the Tigers at the 35. And now Warsaw is down to 37 seconds left, and they have one timeout left.
Yeah, I don't think we're terribly concerned about scoring here. Just mainly maybe if I would have told you at the end of the first quarter that we go into halftime 21-14, I think we'd take it.
Yeah, we would.
You know?
Yes, sir.
But back to the referees and the math. You know, referees are kind of like umpires, too, in baseball. A lot of them are a special breed.
In what way, Andy?
Well, I can't.
I'm trying to get you in trouble
here.
Yeah,
let me not expand on that topic.
All right.
But it can be special. Yeah, you can take special any way you want to.
Hey, we know Bud Wolf is busy tonight. He's not listening, so you can say whatever you want.
Right. I think Bud would be the first to admit that he's a rare cat.
He's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Never misses a call.
You and I agree on a lot of things, and one of them is that Bud Wolf is one of our favorite people.
Oh, he's great. He is great.
It's first down and 10 for Warsaw from their own 35 with 37 seconds left to play in the half. The Tigers down. Quentin Brock fakes a run to the left, or right, now runs left, and he's got first down and more. Still going. He's at the 40, 35, 30. Still upright inside the 25 and down to the 20-yard line. 10, 20, 30, 43 yards on the play. However, there is a flag down back at the 49-yard line. Are you kidding me? Oh. Illegal block against the Tigers. Barkers wants to know who, and he is not happy.
He is not happy.
He is not happy at all. And the official is telling him to back up. You know why? Because it's the official in the back again who threw that flag.
Yep.
Where the ball is, or where the flag is at the 47-yard line. So Quentin will get credit for the yardage up to where they put the ball down. Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
That would have guaranteed you 3 points from there. They're going to put the ball down at the Tiger 42-yard line, so it ends up being just a 70-yard gain. It'll be second down, or because they took the penalty, it's first down. So it's first down and three. And the clock is running. Warsaw needs to hurry if they are serious about trying to score here before halftime. Brock, play action fake, rolling out, has time, throws the near sideline. Egoff makes the catch, and he falls out of bounds. And he's got the first down at the Panther 48-yard line, I think. I shouldn't say that. I think the chain gang moved too early.
I think you're right.
And the game clock is down to 11 seconds.
And the game clock said when the referee motioned that Egoff was out of bounds, and the ref motioned to stop the clock, that clock was at 12.
Okay.
Just saying.
Matters.
It matters.
If there's 1 second left, you have time to run a play.
Yep.
And I think they're going to do a clock adjustment because here comes the referee over to talk to the Northwood sideline. They're going to instruct. Well, I think that's what they're doing. They're going to instruct them to put more time up. How much, I don't know, but
I'm not sure anybody noticed.
It's a 10-yard gain on the pass from Brock to Egoff. That's Warsaw's first completed pass of the game. Warsaw's got 11 seconds left from the Panther 48. Brock back to throw, rolling left, looking. Oh, he's going to get hit. He's going to cut back. He's got room. 45. Got a block to the 40. He's to the 35, and he's going to run out of bounds with 1 second left. There's your 1 second, Andy.
Yep.
He's going to get another first down. He ran for 10. Check that. He ran for 14 yards.
Which may be good enough for 3 points here.
It's going to set up a field goal attempt. It'll be a 50. Let's see where Quentin's going to go down. It's going to be a 51-yarder. Smythe owns the school record with 52. Last play of the half, barring a defensive penalty. Everybody's ready. There's the snap. There's the spot. The kick is low and way wide left.
Timeout.
Oh, Northwood took timeout.
Yep, they took timeout.
Oh, Northwood took timeout. What a play. Warsaw gets another chance.
Yeah.
It didn't look like too many guys moved at the snap, and I thought something was wrong. I did not hear the whistle.
I was looking at Coach Andrews standing right next to the ref, and he made that motion, the timeout motion. And
wow.
Mason's going to get another shot, at least another shot, because they have another timeout.
Good, because that kick didn't look very good. That thing looked like my three wood. It was dying to the left. across the goal line.
So you're an honest golfer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I know who I am.
Yep.
Sometimes I hit with a high fade, and sometimes it's not that high.
And sometimes when you say fade, I'm talking about myself here. When I say fade, I really mean draw. I mean slice. My friends will say, "Oh, that's a nice fade." I'm like, "No, that was a slice."
So now Warsaw will try again. Again, it'll be a 51-yard try. It would tie for the second longest field goal in school history. Everybody for the Tigers ready. 1 second left. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is away, and it's low and left, and no good, and that'll do it for the first half. And Nate Andrews goes sprinting out onto the field. He'd like a word with the officials, and he's going to get it. We're at halftime. Warsaw trails Northwood at the intermission, 21-14. First half scoring comes your way after these words on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Andrews Field. Warsaw has rallied from down 21-0 in the first quarter to trail 21-14 at halftime. And here's the way the scoring went. Northwood took the opening kickoff after Warsaw won the toss and deferred. And they went 5 minutes and 18 seconds down the field. A 1-yard run by Austin King made it 6-0 in favor of the Panthers. And Dom DeFreitas added the extra point to make it 7. Then Northwood... Then an onside kick, and the Tiger or the no. Then the Panthers kicked off to the Tigers. It went into the end zone. Warsaw had it from the 20, and immediately the Tigers fumbled on the very first play. Northwood recovered at the 23, and they scored again at 5:20 of the opening quarter on a 2-yard run by King, and it was 14-0 with the DeFreitas adding the extra point. It wasn't over. Then Northwood on the next kickoff kicked an onside kick. The Tigers took off running down the field. Some of them didn't even know until it was way too late. Northwood recovered and went in and scored with 1:19 left to go in the quarter on a 12-yard pass from Braylon Monroe to DeAndre Monroe, and that made it 21-0 with DeFreitas adding the extra point. And then the Tigers got the ball back, and the game changed. Warsaw went back down the field 80 yards, the last 31 of it on a touchdown run by Evan Davis, who had 2 long runs in the first half. The run by Davis made it 21-6, and then Mason Smythe added the extra point for the Tigers, and that got Warsaw on the board. It was 21-7 with 24 seconds left to go in a crazy first quarter. To be honest, the second quarter was dominated by the Tigers, and Warsaw got the ball back with 1:59 left to go in the half. They scored on a 2-yard run by Quentin Brock on fourth and goal from the 2. And that was a sequence in which they had a holding penalty that backed them up to the 12-yard line, and they still scored. Brock with a 2-yard run with under 2 minutes to go in the half. The extra point by Smythe made it 21-14, and that's where we stand here at the intermission. Northwood 21 and Warsaw 14. It's homecoming here at Northwood tonight, so they got a little longer homecoming, which is good. We've got 2 minutes of local news coming up for you from Dan Spaulding. That's on the way next here on Halftime. Warsaw down 21-14 to Northwood on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Andrews Field. We gave you scores that Steve gave us, and we appreciate that very much. Here are the first half stats. And again, the beginning of the game was so crazy. These are the stats that I'm going with, but I'm going to update them before Tiger Talk tomorrow, because the beginning of the game, I'm doing the stats tonight. Austin's not here, so we did the best we could. First downs, Northwood, 12 first downs to the first half, ran the ball 21 times for 73 yards. That's 3.5 yards per carry. They threw 9 passes. They completed 7 of them for 50 yards. So in the first half, they ran 30 plays for 123 yards. It felt like a lot more than that, but most of it was short fields after Tiger mistakes. They did not have any turnovers, and they did not have any penalties in the first half, and that's a lot of what Bart Curtis, I'm sure, was mentioning to the referees as both teams were screaming at the guys in the white and black striped jerseys. Northwood punted 1 time. Warsaw had 6 first downs in the first half. 19 carries for 186 yards. That's almost 10 yards a carry. They completed 1 pass for 10 yards, so they ran 20 plays for 196 yards in the first half. They did have the one turnover, and it did cost them 7 points. And they had 5 penalties for 44 yards, including 3 holding penalties and a personal foul. And let's go ahead and say it. One official called 2 of those holding penalties and the personal foul. So that's what we have. I can tell you that Warsaw had the ball for 11 minutes and 10 seconds of the first half. So that means Northwood had it for 12 minutes and 50 seconds of the first half. Again, time of possession seems a lot closer than what you might think if you listen to the first half. But the truth is, Northwood had a short field twice and was able to convert on those opportunities. Individually for the Tigers, as we have some extra time because the long halftime here with homecoming, individually for Warsaw in the first half, running the ball, Quentin Brock, 7 carries, 42 yards, and a 2-yard touchdown. Evan Davis, 2 carries, 57 yards, and a 31-yard touchdown. Brody Duncan, after his early fumble, carried the ball 7 times, make that 8 times for 28 yards in the first half of play. And Tucker Reed with 2 carries for 56 yards. Warsaw has had a lot of success, Andy, outside the tackles.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about that in the first half. Is, you know, we can get them up the middle, you know, jab them a little bit, 3-4 yards a pop. Those outside counters. Actually, we haven't seen the counter play yet. We saw that one quarterback counter that got called back for holding.
Yeah,
which could be disputed. But well, we run those sweep left and right. We get some yards for sure.
Those are the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. The Red Regiment, the Northwood Band, ironically wearing all blue outfits for their performance tonight, is continuing to entertain the fans here at Andrews Field at halftime. Northwood leads Warsaw 21-14. We're back with more after this on News Now Warsaw.